that come up, we'll see if we can come up with those here. So again, let's just get the check from the entirety of the Gemara down. I want to make one thing clear that might not have been so clear. And then okay, the kashas. So the Gemara here at Mezbaral comes to the conclusion that he gives man behechav b'shav and production and yachal little bit in the model of the Zionists. That we mentioned yesterday, that's a given, that's a fact. Not argued. No one's arguing this point. This is an accepted fact that if the appointed date for the Nisun falls on a Sunday, since Chazal tell him he is not allowed to get married on a Sunday because Shabdu, therefore, the din later on in Zion, where the Brisa says that the husband who delays in Nisun must pay Mizonos, does not apply. Why does it not apply? Because Eino Yochol Lichnos. The Gemara initially concludes, and this is the first day in the Gemara, Lafika, meaning a follow-up, an extension of this din, an extension of the din that you do not have to provide the Zonos if the wedding falls on Sunday would be Kalosh, Halsey, Shabbos, and Eden, Mal Mizonos. Yeah? An extension of that din is if there is another kind of onus, not because Chazal said so, another kind of onus, like he got sick, like she got sick, like Pirsanida, all of those share in common, they're considered to be an onus, and therefore, which is not allowing him to get married, tying his hands as it were, saying you're not allowed to get married, or unable to get married, therefore he does not have to provide mizonos. At this point, there is only one day up that equates piercing the chalsi and chalahu with the takon. Okay. Why would you be potter? Let's just pause here for 1 minute. I don't think we clarified this. Why would you be potter in a case of onus? Why is onus a reason to be potter from his onus? Why?
Nobody's wrong with potter.
Why don't we say tough luck? You're right, Ones. You're not a bad person. It's out of your control. Call who? Call Sihi, whatever it is. Here's Anita. Why don't we say, Tafak? He gives much. There's no Makhlokes here. See, this is why I wanted to there's no Makhlokes here. It can't be Makhlokes here.
By which case?
Because it's clear that, in this thing, Ones. Kala, Khalsa, here's Anita, all the cases. At this point in the Gemara, there's no Makhlokes here. At this point in the Gemara, everyone is agreeing that what? There's no mezonos. No mezonos. Again, lafika. Chalo shachalsi shabirsan. He ain't on mezonos. Period. Afterwards, is an ikah de bayi let me bayi. Right. Afterwards, the Gemara brings a machlokes. At this point, the first day of the Gemara says, there's a direct conclusion from the fact that when the wedding falls on Sunday, you do not need to provide mezonos. We can draw a line and say, therefore, all these einsin situation you also don't need to provide mizonos. Yeah? Look at Rashi there. Lefika from Yosef Misayim like Mishmei Denashu Misvari V'Omar. Lefika ho lo amanu, he says this is Rabbi Yosef's opinion. Ho lo amanu shamuvuka machmas oynes ein chayi lezonot. Since we learned, where do we learn this? By the Sunday wedding. That if you're ma'ukam machmas onus, if you're prevented due to onus, meaning something beyond your control, then you don't have to provide mizonos. Therefore, chalahu b'chule. So we have a yisod, one simple yisod according to this day and the Gemara, which is if you are prevented by onus, by virtue of onus, you are prevented from doing this soon, you do not need to provide mizonos. Why? What would be the svar? Why am I in Pater from Mizonos? What is the rationale for being Pater from Mizonos, whether it's Sunday, whether it's Chalahu, Chalsei, Pirsanito? What is the rationale behind my tour from Mizonos? It is Takanas Chazal. that I have to pay.
It's not your fault, because the one is.
Chara l'pshat is, it's not your fault. Oynes means that, right? On its most basic level, what does oynes mean? Right. Someone said before, someone about you. Oynes means not your fault. Great. So we say, listen, Chazal said. When did Chazal say that you need to provide the oynes for your wife? When you're the ma'akev. Okay, I'm just using Rashi's logic. Right, get the shprach down, Rabbi Yisrael. When you're the ma'akev, then what? Give his oynes. If you're not the ma'akev, dahainu oynes, it's out of your control. You are not the ma'akev, it's out of your control. No mizonos. That would seem to be, what's the conceptual understanding of mizonos at this point? Based on what we saw yesterday, the way we phrased it. L'chora would be, the chiyuv mizonos is a kind of a penalty. The penalty only makes sense if what?
It's your fault.
If it's your fault, then we penalize you. If, however, it's onus, it's, he, as Rashi says, he's, the onus is the ma'akev, not me, no penalty. That's at this point in the Gemara. Everything's glatt. Yeah, glatt, everyone's with me? Smooth. Beautiful. Then the Gemara says, eat the boy, me boy. Eat the boy, then me boy. Cholo mal. Pause from time of mind, you should be honest. Oh, and I'm honest. Oh, Dilma, some honest with that content to give me a rabbon. Hello? Vinden Zilo, more cholo mal, is on his call. Say mal. Mati Marla, Ana Kamina O Dilma Mati, I'm not the same as a day. Okay, and then it goes on to Bersin Nida. Yeah? Now, we're now shifting into a Machlaikis. The Gemara, rather than saying this is the halacha, now it has a question on its hand. Is it this way? Or is it that way? So let's start with the this way side. What's the this way? Do we say, yes, Chala Hu Chalsi Nida is what? Is the same as? As the same as the takana of Shaptu. Meaning, in Chalu, Chalsi, and here's neither, what would be the din? No mizonos. What's that side of the machlokes? What we just said. What's that side of the machlokes?
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. The issue is a fault issue. It's a causation issue. It's a gram issue. You led to it, you pay for it. Right? You break it, you bought it, you were ma'akev, you pay. None of these cases fall into that category, and for your part. What's the other side? Yeah, you with me? What's the other side? What's the side that you will pay? That you do pay the zones. So here is where we get the split. Okay? As one highlight. This is where we now have two ways to go. I'm not even going to use names at this point. So again, now the Gemara has two possibilities. It was onus. I'm speaking in very general terms. Onus means your potter from his onus. Or maybe, even though it's onus, you are chayiv. Chalahu chalsehi, right? All the cases of onus, maybe you're chayiv anyway. Yeah? How can we understand that side of the machlokas? Only that side. We're only on this, right? Here's, again, first stage of the Gemara, there were no sides. There was just one opinion, they're all the same. Now we have sides. Onus is plotter from his, all onus are plotter from his onus. Or, no, maybe in an onus case, you're taka chayiv. What would be an explanation for that? Let's start with the first. What's the first onus case?
Cholahu.
So what's cholahu? Again, maybe it's a patur onus, or no, maybe he has to pay. Why does he have to pay?
No, takara.
Hare, he's not the ma'akev.
So he is wrong.
The pashut pshat there is, according to everyone, the chayra, by chalahu is what?
No takara in
Rabban. What do you mean, no takara in Rabban? What do you mean?
He delayed this.
No. He delayed it. Even though it's oynes, where's the oynes? Found in his world. So yeah, he got sick, it wasn't intentional, but again, who delayed it? Him. Okay. So how did that, what's the machlokas now? If you just freeze frame for a second. Chalu, what are the two tzedakim? Either it's onus, so he's potter, because that's not viewed as his ikuv. Or, even though it was ones, he is the ma'akev. Good?
Good.
Next step in the Gemara. Chalsa he. Yeah? Chalsa he. Ma'am. What's the side that he's potter from the Zonos? What's the side that he's potter from the Zonos?
He's
ones. Not only is it ones, it's what? What kind of ones?
Ones.
Her ones. Her ones. Right? Her ones. Right? Ana kamina. The Gemara says, I'm here. Ich bin da. I'm here. It's not my problem. Or the Gemara says, no, maybe Taka, he does have to pay in the Zonos. Why? So here comes the magic phrase. So here we have Machlokes. What is this tzad that she has to, that he has to pay, even though it's an ones case, which is where is the ones found? On her side of the equation. And nevertheless, he has to be what? Here we have a split. How does Tysus go?
Tysus goes
the same way we go in the old time. One side is, it's not his fault. That was the first side. It's Ones. Or Nisafasadeo means, it actually is his fault. It actually is, you thought it was an Ones. It's Dida. It's actually his fault. Mazalo Kagara. His mazal later gets sick. Why? I ain't Tysus. He's Mitsubam Puruvu. It's his problem. He has skin in the game. He has what to lose. It must be his fault that she got sick. And therefore, what are the two tzedot in here? Ptur or Chayv? Ptur is Ines. Second is, it's kind of an Ones because they got sick, but whose fault is it? Who's the Goyre?
His.
Just like we said by Chalavu. No different than Chalavu. Let's follow that to the next step in the Gemara. What's the next step in the Gemara? At the end of the day, we're learning Gemara. Yeah? What's the next step in the Gemara? The Gemara says, what about if you say, Imtim Silomer, the Taka, he has to pay there, right? If he says, Imtim Silomer, Amr Lenizam, he has to pay. When she gets sick, he has to pay because it's his fault. What about Pirsanida? So the Gemara says something very interesting. If it's a regular cycle, a regular period, then what? There's no tzad in this cycle today. Why? Because.
Not random.
That's it. There's no Muslim.
What were we doing the whole time on the chiyuv side of the equation? Why would he chayv his
own?
Blaming him. Says the Gemara, okay, you got too far. You can't blame him for her period. This has nothing to do with him. It's a regular cycle. Nothing to do with him. Gemara says, you're up. That Pashat, what's Pashat? What's Pashat by Shaz Vesta? Pashat is Pashat. What about in Shalom by Shaz Vesta? Here, Epis, I can have a tzad that what? I can entertain that if I had something unusual happened, she unusually had a ri'ia out of the ordinary, then maybe what? It's vayter are going to be his fault. Yeah? Okay, beautiful. Let's now just roll the tape back a drop, into the Ramban's room. We're by Chalsehi. I'm going to just roll it two steps back to Chalsehi. Yeah? So what was our problem here? We have two tzedakim in the Gemara. The tzad was, of course he's potter by Chalsehi. Why? Ines, it's not his fault. Why in the world would he have to pay? That's tzarav. What's the tzad in the Gemara that he does have to pay? So here's up the Ramban. Istachus Adei was not the woman's claim to the husband. It is not part of the woman's claim saying, Istachus Adei, you know why you have to pay? Listen to the way I'm phrasing it. You know why you have to pay? Because it's your fault. That was Rav Tosis learning. That's not the pshat according to Rambam. What's the pshat?
Time's up.
The nisat pesadehu is not why you have to pay, it's that you have to pay. The fact, the result that you have to pay is your field is flooded. But why do you need to pay? Why do you need to pay? I mean, we said it's not his fault, he's potter. That was the first side of, that was the side of the machlokas. Not his fault, he's potter. So why are you saying chayiv now?
Your responsibility from that day.
Oh, so Zot Rashi, very good, and Ramban. Now, Yomani will tell us halacha lazim. For the Ramban, Avo Bishan and Asti Ani came and she got from Midati Ella Anusa and Chayva Tali Teni Mizaynis. Came and she Giazman. Came and she Giazman. Nimtza turns out that it's bad for you. Which means we are not questioning whose mazel caused her illness. Right, in Tosis' world, what's the dispute between the two studies? Who made her sick? Is it an itis or maybe he's responsible? Itis. Here, what are we assuming in the Ramban?
It's just the time came.
He's responsible.
Of course, this is an itis. Of course, it's an onus. Meaning, who caused her to get sick, according to Ramban? Who caused her to get sick? Whose mazel?
Her mazel.
Which would point in which direction initially in your mind?
Her.
What's it going to say? Chayv or Potter?
Potter.
That's going to point to Potter. So what then is the tzad in the Gemara that the Gemara is entertaining? You know, maybe Taki is a Chayv.
Because he has mazel, it doesn't matter, it's about time.
Oh, now what does that mean?
It's responsibility.
Mazel doesn't matter.
The reality.
When you say that, when you're saying mazel doesn't matter, I want you to appreciate what you're saying when you say that. What you're saying by mazel doesn't matter for what halacha?
The payment of the zonos.
So what is the chakim? What are the two tzadim now in the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael? Not whose fault it is, his or her. That's not the two tzadim. Either way, it's her fault. The question is, what's the nature of the chiyuv mizonos? Is the nature of chiyuv mizonos fault-based? Or is the nature of the chiyuv mizonos time-based? If it's fault-based, if we want to know who caused the delay in the nisuin, then it's poshut that what's the din.
Yeah.
It's poshut what's the din if we're looking at who caused the delay, whose fault is it? Who, as you guys said, it's on whom? Who's it? What's it going to be? If we're looking with those glasses on, if we're looking at whose fault is this? Halsehi, what's it in? Pierce Anita, what's it in? What's it in? Her fault, Pasha. Pasha, there's no resignation. Aye, so what's the tzad in the Gemara, the Fina Ramban? What's the tzad in the Gemara, the Taka Yerchai? A new understanding of what is the nature of Mizonos. Is Mizonos, we have to know whose fault, or no. Igiyazman, you have to pay. Again, it was an onus here, right? We're not talking about where she, either Ramban would admit that if she intentionally pushes it off, then he's not going to pay. But again, it was an onus on her side of the equation, but it doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? The trigger for Mizonos is not who caused it. The trigger from his onus is Igiyazman. And since even though the onus was on the first side of the equation, it doesn't matter. So according to Tosis, I have to shift blame from her to him. According to Ramban, I don't need to shift any blame. That's not, maybe there's no one to blame. Because it was onus, it was illness, it wasn't intentional. But it doesn't matter because it was Igiyazman, gotta pay. He has money, you have to pay. Turns out, Nistapa Sadeyu, right? That's how he reads the Gemara. Turns out, so she's saying to him, tough luck. I know it's not your fault, but you gotta pay me anyway. So according to Ramban, our Gemara is really, is that the Achron Ramaz with Ramban, the Gemara is really clearing a fundamental chakir. What is the nature of the Chiyuv Mizonos? Is the Chiyuv Mizonos triggered by fault? We call this like a penalty. Or no, that's not the nature of the Chiyuv Mizonos. Mizonos doesn't need, isn't it a penalty? It's not a penalty. Chiyuv Mizonos is triggered by Zman. What's a nafkamina? What if the onus is on her side of the equation? If we're looking at penalty and the onus is on her side, what are we going to be forced to say? We're looking from a penalty perspective. And the onus is on her side. Then we say he's potter because how can you penalize him? But if we're saying that's not the word, is essentially, Yasman, you're married for the purpose of his onus, then what? You're chayiv, again, unless it's something malicious. But if it's onus, too bad. Too bad.
Wait, we still say it's his fault, though. Even when the onus is on her.
No, who says it's his fault?
I'm saying when she's sick.
It's not his fault.
It's his bad luck.
His bad luck that he's paying, not that she got sick. It's his bad mazel that he ends up paying and he can't even get married. That stinks for him. Is that why she got sick? No. Ramban says I don't need to get to that. I don't care what it is. It's not relevant. I don't need to explain her illness is based on him like Toises has to, right? You saw the Ramban quotes Toises, right? He says at the end, he quotes at the end, Acherim Pirshu, that no, he actually caused it. It's his mazel. He caused what? Her illness. Meaning he was the ma'akev. He caused the delay. And about that, the Ramban says, the lav milsi. Lav milsi. No way. Lav milsi is totally, he rejects Tais outright. Lav milsi. No, it's not pshat. Ramban rejects Tais outright.
He's made a nafkamina again.
The conceptual nafkamina is, how are we viewing the tzad in the Gemara that he is chayiv when she gets sick? Is the pshat, he is chayiv because her illness is his fault? Which means, what's the nature of? So again, either way, we know what's mizonos based on fault. The question is, when she gets sick, whose fault is it? His or hers? I'm going to say that again. According to Tyson, what's the question of the Gemara when she gets sick?
Whose fault is it?
That she got sick. Hers or his? That's two tzadim in the Gemara. According to Ramban, what are the tzadim? If you're on the tzad of Ptur, what's the tzad of Ptur? Her fault. She's the one. Her fault meaning she's the ma'akiv. She's the ma'akiv. He doesn't have to be for ma'akiv. Or, because we're still going with fault at least so. Or no, you have to reconceive of mizonos. Mizonos is linked with fault. Has to do with Yigiyazman. Yigiyazman, you gotta pay him. As long as it's onus. Now, what happens in the next stage of the Gemara? I just do your hockey tail last night. We did this with Tysis. What happens in the next stage? Where's his intimacy lomar what? Intimacy lomar then what? Chol sehim. You guys gotta remember the Gemara. Vashtei in Gemara, what do you say? Allison just woke up. What is the name of Gemara?
Don't cover your Gemara.
What is the name of Gemara?
No shots, both stocks. Yeah.
Im Dimitri Lomar, that what? Chalsa, he is what?
That's too hot in here. That's why everyone's shlushing.
No, that's not.
Im Dimitri Lomar, what? He does have to pay. Explain that to Ramban. Just fill that in now. While you still just know, you can't just know this is really a real thing.
Why does it matter?
Because it doesn't matter that it's
her fault.
Bottom line is, he's got to pay. Not that he was ma'akim, he's got to pay. But well, what about Pearson Ida? So the Gemara says, if Shai's best, then Pasha then what?
Never his fault.
He doesn't have his fault. Hey, what?
Never his what?
Never his fault.
Who cares? Shai's best. Who cares? Don't matter.
What is it? He is mine. Who cares?
Care.
It
doesn't matter, bro.
But Tosfos cares.
What do you mean Ramban doesn't hear to Gemara?
Ramban doesn't hear to Gemara?
Okay. Does Ramban know how to learn? Can't be this. What's the stage of the Gemara that follows her? Is it if our whole burden and whole sahih is what? It doesn't matter that she's, the onus is on her side of the equation because he gives man, tough luck for him. So even if it's, let's say it's a regular cycle. Shaz Vesta. The Gemara says it's posh, he doesn't have to pay. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
What does it matter?
I don't care. What do you mean? But tough luck. Okay, bad timing. No, no.
Because it's not a good reason.
You could raise the woman should have known on her
wedding basis.
I feel like you could. So this is one question. The Ramban doesn't deal with this as far as I know. So question number one in the Ramban is, what do you do with Pirsa Nida? What do you do with Pirsa Nida Shas Bes, which the Gemara takes on as Pasha that what?
Don't pay.
So Pasha that? Potter. But again, we're not in the world of fault. We're not in the world of causation. Mm-hmm. So in the world of fault, I understand. A regular cycle is not his fault, clearly. That's in the world of fault. If you're not in that world, what's it? Why does Shas Vesta push it to the Gemara that you don't have to pay? Harry, yes, man. Okay, there's an ikuv. You're the kasha.
Oh yeah, the kasha is that it should be machlokes in the Gemara.
Yeah. Why is it push to the Gemara that Pirsa Nida Shas Vesta he doesn't have to pay?
Because
that's not a Ryan to Tysvis.
That time was never going to be the time to be married.
What?
He was supposed to.
So Holmes along Goldschmidt over here. And where are you getting that from? From a different part of the sugya. Goldschmidt tainas that if she was in need, then what? Say it again.
That was never supposed to be the time to get married.
It wasn't Yizman. Can I phrase it that way? Is that what you're saying? It's not Yizman. Let me repeat that again. If she's pure, as opposed to illness is what? Igiyazman, but she can't get married. But Nida is what? Lo Igiyazman Bechla. Where are you getting that concept from? That's a big Kiddush, where you're saying, it's a whopper Kiddush. Where are you getting that from? That there can be some matzah which is Ki'il Lo Igiyazman.
Someday.
Well, Shita.
Oh, Takanta. Good. Shita. The Shita, Mekubet says, goes back to the first stage in the Gemara, which we kind of skipped over. The first Shlav in the Gemara was what? Chalahu. The Gemara says at first, Pasha, that he's Potter. Then the Gemara says, no, Taka, maybe he's Chai. Why? What's the Gemara ask? Why is Chalahu different than? No? Why is it different than Sunday? Just like on Sunday he's Potter because he's not allowed to get married. So if he's sick, he should also be Potter. How can the Gemara entertain Chiyuv? So what does the Gemara say? Okay, let's remember the Gemara, guys. Can't forget the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? You can forget everything I say. Don't forget the Gemara. Takan Darabonin. Maybe it's shiny also that what? Shiny husband, it's different over there. Where's over there? By Sunday. That's the kind of derabbanan that's preventing him from getting married. But sick, I feel bad for him, but it's not the kind of derabbanan. Who cares? Why is that significant? Again, differences I can point out from here till tomorrow. They have to be significant differences. Who cares? Why is illness different than the kind of derabbanan in terms of this halacha? Why is illness different than Takana Derabanan when it comes to the halacha of misonos? Why? Good. You're right. One is illness and one is Takana Derabanan. Who cares? They both prevent him from getting married and it's onus. It's not his fault. So do the same. So here we have machlokes. Either one shot the sheet that brings is what? What's the difference between Takana Derabanan and he's getting ill?
What he's saying, what is
right? Takandra Bonin is on whose side of the equation?
It's for her.
Shalku Chachamim Al Benos Yisrael, right? The whole Takan of 3 days preparation is for whom? For whose sake? Women. That's her. It's on her. It's her issue. Mashenki, when he gets ill, I feel it's an onus situation, but who's that on? It's on him. So maybe that's what the Gemara said. Hasa by Takana Derabanan what? She is the one making the ikuv, so Pasha don't pay. But where he is making the ikuv, albeit bid, Ayness. But he's the one that's who's makin? Who of mice is not showing up? Him. That's one shot. Comes the Shita himself. I think it's himself, right?
Yeah.
You know who the Shita was? Or Betzal Ashkenazi.
Woo!
That's the first time I think anyone's ever known that by Shir. He lived in Tzfat, when he go to Tzfat.
Uncle of the Bucky.
Says the sheet that's not the pshat.
That's the buck.
What's the pshat? By the way, it doesn't sound like that so much in the Shprach of the Gemara. Why? Hasa, what is it?
It's a better reason.
Takana de Rabban. What should the Gemara have said? Hasa, what? How would you say it?
It's
her fault. What do you mean? Hasa, takana de Rabban. What's the pshat of the Gemara? Oh, the takana is for her, so it's really her. A Polish way of saying that, no? What should you say? Hasa. It's her fault, and here it's his fault. So she says, no, that's not the pshat. There's a takana drabanu. What's between takana drabanu and his illness? They're both onsin. So you're right. In the realm of onsin, if you're looking with your onus by, they're both onsin. But Zog the sheet, a very beautiful pshat, he likes his pshat. I think he says it. He likes his pshat. Right, I think he says, no?
Maybe in the wrong.
Yeah, but li tam l'shvach. You know what that means? Not shvach in Yiddish, which means bad. Shevach in Hebrew means praise. Right? Tamlish means it's a good taste. But if you say now often, there's Tamlish. Okay? So I have a good shot. I had a really good shot. Good shot. The hot is not a gizman. The hot like Elohi gizman. Even the Rabban will fire his kinu shalotinu as a biyomer chod. Aval cholu shavir gizman. Shemad vasod sivas chod in tzad yilich noi. What's he saying? He says, "Ki'ilu lo higia zman." There's Goldsmith's pshat. Ki'ilu lo higia zman. You can have a situation where the fact that they can't get married is due to what?
The rabbi.
The same rabbi. There's no rabbis. There's no rabbis. Takana de rabbanon. Don't get married. Well, who was the one that was telling him to pay the zonos? Same Rabbanan. So the same Rabbanan that are telling you if you don't get married on the appointed day, you need to pay the zonos. They're the same ones telling you what?
Not to get married.
Not to get married, so you're not going to pay the zonos. They're the one, the very same Rabbanan who instituted the din of he gives man below niso, pay the zonos, are the ones telling you what? Don't get married today. Well, if you're telling me, you can't tell me to pay, but you're also not letting me get married. Right? So says, now let's take it back. That's what he says over here.
Is she to say
that? 1 second. Now, so again, I just want to emphasize this point. So what world are we in now? What world are we in? What world are we in now? We're in the world let's finish Goldschmidt's point. So we asked on the Ramban what? We asked on the Ramban from Edom. What's Pshat in the Gemara? Why is it Pasha that Pierce and Eve if we're not in a fault world? We're in a world of Higiyah Zman, you're chayiv to pay. Yeah? So even if it's a regular cycle, why is it Pasha that he doesn't have to pay? Why not? Why does the Gemara say, Lo Vatsyam Nisakh Sadeu? Why not? Why can't she sing Nisakh Sadeu in a regular Veses? Too bad. My cycle turned out. Bad timing for you. Tough luck. So what do you want to say, Tzvi?
What's Nikki Yisman?
You want to say, we're going to take the sheet and go a step further. Not only if it's the Rabbana that are telling you not to get married, like the case of the Rabbana Sunday, but even what? Or Kol Shekain maybe, if what? What's preventing you from getting married here? No, explain what you're saying. Why is it Lo Higiyah Zman?
Since she's Nina.
Then what?
They're never able to get married on that day. It was never like
this. So since the halacha, the Torah is telling you, don't get married. She's a Nina. It's not an illness. Not ill. Don't get married. Right? Pierce a Nina. So therefore what? Therefore what?
Same as
Shatakar. What?
Same Rabban as Shatakar.
Same rub, and therefore what's going to come out? What's going to happen?
He gives money,
and therefore what's going to be the conclusion of halacha? He's potter. So that's good, yeah? So now what happens in an unusual cycle? constitutional trouble, no? What if it, what's the next shlav in the Gemara?
Couldn't you apply that same thing?
Came from Shah's best, I'm not saying that I was a day. Oh, we don't give the eating the shade, the commission is there, which has best of done it.
So, if just a halacha, that's.
What are we going to do here?
Why do you apply the same thing?
How is it going to, why would you chayiv? Because it's unusual. So in Taisa's world, what's the pshat? Because if it's unusual, then what? It's his fault. It's his fault. Because why in the world did she have such a strange cycle? But again, we don't want to get into that world for Rambat. So what are we going to do?
Why can't we just say the same thing?
He has not changed that original day.
What do you mean the Yizman changes?
Meaning if it's a weird cycle, why can't we change the Yizman like we're changing in the other case?
Yizman gets shaped by Halacha.
Changed? Yeah, but we're saying there's a tzad that you're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Is lo Yizman your potter, no? I want a tzad that you're chayiv.
It's a Yizman.
It's still a Yizman.
It is a Yizman. Why?
As it happened randomly, like you randomly got sick on that Wednesday, so it randomly happened on Wednesday.
And what if it's scheduled?
If it's scheduled, then his mind gets pushed off.
So only you want to tie now only in a shas in a regular veses can I argue that this mind is pushed off.
Right.
But maybe what? Because it was expected.
Right.
But if it's unexpected, you can't argue that we should claim that it's a lo yezma.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Efsher. Again, we're fleshing that. The Ramban doesn't flesh any of this out. Before you have to say something like this. Now, to get more confused. If we go back, Rabbi Yisai, if we go back to Takana de Rabbanon, which we just did, to Sunday, and we're in the world of the Ramban, and we go back to Takana de Rabbanon, right? The first love. Takana, what's the din? Potter. Chala, you're going to be chayim. So what's the hesber? What's the hesber of that chiluk between takana and chol? Why takana is posher that it's potter? By chol maybe you're chayv. Why you chayv in chol? That's what we say in Ramban. Well,
because the yizman is still in that original one.
The yizman stays. The trigger is there. You're chayv in the zonos. And Nebuch, you're sick, so tough luck, bad, and it's how it was a day. Asha ain't came by what? By the Takana de Rabbanon. So they're the ones telling you not to do it, so you never even get to the trigger. You never even have a Yizman. In other words, you're using the Shita, I think correctly, in the world of Ramban. In the world of Yizman, we want to understand the distinction between Takana and Chala is whether he Yizman or not. Mash Enkin, if we'd be in whose world? Taisus' world. What would be the difference between Chala and, again, that fault world, causation world?
Your fault or not?
Her fault or his fault, right? Her. So who? Her fault or his fault, meaning a Takana is her fault, Chala is, and I'm using the word fault loosely, and Chala is his fault. So, some of you guys were wearing this to me yesterday. I forgot who I was, one of the Chavruzas asked it. So when you open up the Rashba. So the Rashba is very brief, by the way. So help me with the Rashba. So the question that some of you asked me is, what led me down this path of confusion? So the Rashba by Nistapa Zaneo, again, that's my jumping off point, because I want to understand Nistapa Zaneo, what's the Mechayiv of Mizonos when she's sick? So look at that paragraph, Odom Al-Rome Nistapa Zaneo. This could be either Chalsehi or Nida, right? So how does he explain it? Came and she gives man chal alechachiv lizonos v'yev shalichnos ikus in midaitin in some ikus alchavas chal. What does that sound like to you? Sounds like Ramban. Now that wouldn't be surprising. We're in the Rashba, the same base measures, the same group of Spanish we showed it, right? Ramban is Talmud, the Ra'ish, Talmud, the Rash, was Talmud Ramban. So not surprising he'd be saying Torah from his Rebbe, or the same way of learning the Sugya. Yeah? Yeah, Ramban? But if you look back one paragraph, Lafiga Chalahu Oshachal Sehi, the second part of that. Oh, Dilma, this is the suffix. Oh, Dilma, someone is bitakana de rabbonon. Perhaps you're only potter on Sunday. Why? According to Rabbanu, but Chalahu, what's the din? You're chayiv. What do I want to say if I'm in the world of the Ramban? What do I want to say? Well, you guys just said it 2 minutes ago. In the world of the Ramban, how are you explaining the chiluk bitakanta and chol? According to the Ramban, you guys said it 2 minutes ago. On the Ramban, what is the chiluk between takanta? Takanta is not he gives man. He gives man, but what can he do? He thought the Rashi, this was quoted already by the Shita. That's how he saw it in the first place. What does he say? Why is Takanta Potter?
It's for her.
That's bad. Why is that bad?
It sounds like
it's not
as long as it sounds like.
So I thought I was, you know, had this beautiful hike all the way through, but why is it saying like Tyson? He should have said what? Should have said like the Shita. Should have said like the Shita. The funny thing was the Shita brought the Rashba first and then he argued on it. So you highlighted that. I'm further curious because two more questions. If you look later by Nisapla Sadeh with the third paragraph of Beis Amid Beis about Katlonis, that paragraph. Right, he asks, the din is that it says over there by Katlonis, but if a woman marries, she keeps killing her husband, it's not literally killing her, they keep dropping dead, so you're not allowed to marry her two or three times, but you're not allowed to marry her. Because it's in her books, so she kills her husband. She's a Katlonis, she's dead. So, that's the din. So, we say it's her mazel. Why is it her mazel? She says, no, come on, out there. It's Vamilsi, the husband Khatal the Baal Talibida, when the husband's dying, that we're gonna say is whose mazel? Hers. He says because of Tavamesa Varmalu, meaning she's the one that really wants to be married. So it's her mazel, but in Pervaridya, Ikuba the Asi Mahana say Asi Yuhudum Mifka Pervaridya. Who's that? Who's that? Who's talking when you hear those words? You the Mifka Pervaridya. Again, Tysus. And look back now to the middle paragraph, which I deftly didn't read you the whole thing. His language also bothers me. Look when he seems to be going like the Rabban. Came to Giazman, Chol Allah, Chim Zaras, Vin, Yev Shalim, Chol Zikhu Zer. And the name of the Rabban is Chol, right? How is he learning Zachmas Adeyu? The result, not a call, right? What in the Sabbath day was not your fault, it's turns out it's things for you, right? Nimtsa Mikrazel Chavaska, Umishum Lassa Didach. Mishum lasa didach? What does that sound like? I don't even get what it means. Keva jane chayoch lichon was ma'alat the mezonot. Huh? Lasa didach. I thought lasa didach, we just quoted in the paragraph before, was what? A fault issue. We are attributing blame. Who caused this situation? That was the world of whom? Tysus. And now the Rashi sounded very much like the Ramban, that he was going with the Ramban's type in the sugya, now like Tysus. And again, the Ramban exclusively rejects Tysus. And yet the Rashba's picking from both sides. You hear my problem here?
Yeah.
What is the pshat? I thought we had a beautiful, I think we Lulei the Rashba. We have a beautiful Chakira having two totally different ways to read the Gemara and two totally different conceptions of the Chiyuv Mezonot, penalty or a quasi pseudo marriage. In the Rashba, don't know what's going on. So some of you were saying in Seder, hybrid shot. No, some of you were saying that, let's come up with a hybrid shot. So the problem with that is, obviously, if you can do it, great. My problem with that is, what we're trying to do here in the sugya is get a fundamental baseline machlokas. What is the nature of the takana of mizonos? Once you're doing hybrids, so I don't know how to tease that apart. What's fundamentally going on? So I'm going to leave this Rashi. I don't have a mahalach. If you can come up with a mahalach, gevaldik. Again, I don't think this is what the Ramban is saying, but I think the Ramban is the way we said the Ramban, I think, is true, right? As opposed to Taisis, and we followed it all the way through the Gemara. So you guys should be able to do that. You guys should be able to read the Gemara like Taisis. It's a fault that you can read the Gemara like Ramban, where it's shifting and saying, oh, this doesn't play a role, because it has nothing to do with fault, right? That's Ramban. In the Rashba, I will just leave it as a question. I did see there is some achronim, at least one, which I couldn't find inside, so I quoted, was ma'ir this problem in the Rashba, that it seems to be going on, he seems to be playing it on both sides, Taisus and the Ramban. I couldn't find what sefer they were referring to, because I don't know if there was a mahalach. If you guys know the mahalach, to somehow say, like you were already a little bit, what you guys were suggesting, that you can sort of have elements of both, you're going to have to work hard to do that, but please let me know. Okay. Good? Yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty much. So again, Chazer is over. See if you can get Shachar Ashba. Next week we will be actually still in this sugi, but not in this part of the hall. It'll be a fresh sugi, although not a fresh part of the hall.